We are finally free.
A movie depicting the 1986 People's Uprising that toppled the government of Ferdinand Marcos inside the presidential palace from the perspective of the Marcoses. The film is showing just months after the election of the former leader's son, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. It is being promoted as a true story. But historians say clips that have been circulating online have not been consistent with the established truth. This scene shows then-opposition leader Corazon Aquino, who later restored democracy as president, nonchalantly playing mahjong while a revolution was raging.
Crossing the line is really, it's really hard to say, but the intention is very clear to me already. Especially with the scene with Corazon Aquino just saying, you know, very, very callously, get them out of the Philippines, and then goes to the mahjong table with nuns.
The elder Marcos ruled for 21 years, amassed an estimated $5 to $10 billion worth of unexplained wealth, and was responsible for tens of thousands of wrongful imprisonments, torture, and killings, according to human rights advocates. None of this was in the movie. Another film about his administration, however, opened on the same day. Katibs is about student activism and how the Marcos government then responded with brutality.
Our purpose here is not only to entertain. More important than that, we are here to educate people. And history is something which was forgotten already. It was distorted and revised. So we really need to remind our young people about the importance of history.
Katibs, which was a musical before it went on the big screen, has been earning rave reviews and reaping awards, and hailed as being more accurate in its depiction of the senior Marcos's iron fist rule.
Critics of Ferdinand Marcos Jr. say his victory in the election was a victory for disinformation. Now that disinformation has come to the movie theaters of the Philippines, those critics will be hoping truth will prevail this time. Barnaby Law, Al Jazeera, Manila.